We can now do a single loop stability margin analysis, and we're going to close one of the loop and take a analysis of one loop at a time. For example, we can take a loop of Y1 loop. We close the Y2 loop, so there we can consider as a single input, single output system. And if you look at the loop trans function, the loop trans function actually is just 1 over S. It's a very simple loop trans function. So for that kind of trans function, we can easily check using classical control theory that we have at least 90 degree of phase margin, and we have a gain margin of between 0 and infinity. You can increase the gain to 1 to infinity, or you can reduce to 0. So it's fairly clear that we have a very good robustness from this single input, single output approach analysis. And of course, we can do this loop analysis for the another loop, and we will end up with the same result because they are symmetric. Now, of course, you can do a robust analysis. Then we can see that you can tolerate uncertainty by 1. So that's fairly obvious, because if the delta is less than 1, then the loop trans function will never be 0, then you have robust stability. Now, what are we going to do? We're going to look at and see if we're going to do multivariable perturbation. In other words, we're going to perturb the loop simultaneously. So suppose we have a multiple uncertainty, I plus delta P. Well, delta is a full matrix, delta 1, delta 2, 1, 2, and 2, 2, 1, delta 2, 2. So we have like all the possible uncertainties at each possible connections. And then if you use the robust stability condition, which is small gain theorem, then of course the stability condition is given by that the transfer function, the sensitive function, has to be less than or equal to 1. And that actually implies that we need the delta has norm size less than 1 over square root of 1 plus a square, where a is a parameter from the plant. Now, if you notice that in a single input, single output case, the stability margin is independent of a. So it doesn't matter what a you have. You always have a 90 degree phase margin and so on. And here we can see that the stability margin actually depends on a. The larger the a, then the smaller robustness margin you have, because if the large a is very, very large, then it means that the delta has to be very, very small in order to guarantee stability. And indeed, that's the case. And I'm going to show you that the next page, that we can even take an even simpler perturbation, that we actually don't need to perturb all the connections. All we need to do is perturb each loop, okay, simultaneously.